During the time of our hero, during the time of Iskander Bey.
Well, and Johnny Musaka, in the Kruja Castle, there was a document from him in 1339 that he wrote.
At 14th century, yes.
John Musaka. Musaka was occupying this castle at that time. Were they involved in building the Albanian phase?
No,
that was prior to.
Maybe they had their house here in the castle.
They lived because the land was.
Yeah, of course. But up to now, we haven't done any archaeological searches in this castle, and we don't know what is inside of this castle.
You don't know what's inside or under.
Under.
Right.
Under. Sorry.
Because
under.
It's been built on top of.
On the top of.
So there's been no ultrasonic.
Maybe there are ruins. Maybe there are houses.
Yeah, documents.
We don't know, because it is very difficult to do archaeological searches. The first possibility is to destroy all the houses. And the second, to get under to the rock, but it is too expensive. Yeah. Can you read the word
The mountain, I could see N-E and then now V-E-R.
This is Mountain Spirac, 1,218 meters. At this mountain, during communism time, it was written the name of our dictator, Enver. So, during communism time, at this mountain, we read his name, Enver. So, every Berat citizen, when he has to wake up, he has to fix his name in his mind. Yeah, in his head. No, thanks. So, when communism falls down, at 91, we even tried to remove his name, even with dynamites. But it was impossible, because this man was clever. He wrote his name with very big fundaments and small stones. The fundaments were 5 to 7 meters. At 95, 94, with the youth, we were more clever than him. We changed Enver to Never, because we have to change just two first letters.
Yes.
To Ne. Mm-hmm. The first reason was that his name not to be anymore at this mountain, and the second reason that this time never to come back in Albania.
Enver never.
Never, yeah.
Never Enver.
Yeah, never Enver. You
interesting anecdote. I have a picture of this. I'll take another one.